There is little chance that Gus Bradley or defensive coordinator Bob Babich will agree with me on this. But the Jaguars' best defense is their offense in New Orleans. The Saints' quarterback isn't the biggest, the strongest, or the most mobile. But he makes up for what he lacks with what he does possess. A killer football instinct.
No quarterback in football, not even Peyton Manning, has thrown for as many yards or as many touchdowns over the last 10 years as Breeze. He's relentless, and his understanding of what a defense can and cannot do makes him lethal.
You know, one thing that everybody says about him is how prepared he is, and I've had a chance to spend some time with him and, you know, kind of, you know, see his work habits and how he goes about doing things, and it's very impressive.
I mean, he's not going to wow you with his arm strength. You look at him, his size-wise is not going to wow you either, but he's just a ball player.
Look, the rules are already tilted so heavily in favor of the receivers that it's unfair to the defenders. Breeze is going to have success. It's what he does. The Jags defense needs a few stops, whether it's on third down or a takeaway. Just one or two could get the job done.
We saw last week that a tip ball in the air by yours truly, you know, was a huge point in the game where we were able to put points on the board. You know, we gave our team field position and, you know, we were able to put points on the board from it. And when you're able to do that, score off the turnovers, you're putting your team in a good position to win a football game.
All of which brings us back to the Jags offense. They have to stay on the field and they have to score touchdowns. The most effective way to stop Breeze is to keep him on the sidelines, watching. That means 0-for on third down can't happen in the dome.
Playing against him, you know you're going to have to stay on the field on third down, similar to last week with Matt Ryan, you know, kind of the same situation. So we know we got to help those guys out and stay on the field and put drives together and points up.
The Jaguars defense hasn't shown the firepower to beat the best quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan are evidence enough of that. Until they can fix it, they're going to have to rely on their quarterback to help them get the job done.